Unusual news. After all the problems we have with China, such as them constantly stealing our technology, trying to ban our ships from the South China Sea, threatening Taiwan, spreading diseases and much more, NASA has requested that China work with NASA much as Russia does. This just seems like another huge mistake by the administration. NASA is now saying it could fall behind in the exploration of the moon. Maybe it is past time for them to do something about these constant delays by aerospace corporations on their projects, and we wouldn't have that worry. Last year, a conference was held in NASA. DARPA scientists attended and invited fringe hobbyists and Star Trek fans. This diverse group discussed how to conquer gravity. Interestingly, many believe we have accomplished this already and it is being kept secret. One report came out a couple of years ago which was supposed to be a leak of some kind, and it stated we already had several different anti-gravity engines. As far as the conference goes, this might be a good way to get new ideas. The conference was called Alternative Propulsion Energy Conference. Also, there were physicists and engineers from such prestigious schools as MIT, Harvard and Caltech, and others from SpaceX, Lockheed Martin, the United States Army Research Laboratory and others. Scientists are now proposing another method to discover alien life. It is not one I like very much because it proposes a new way to get the Earth noticed. The idea is we would stand out and aliens would come here. This seems to me like putting your house keys on the outside of your door to see if there are any dishonest people around. I am saying it just seems foolish to try and attract aliens by giving away where you are located. Some might say UFOs are already here, but I say even if they're alien, so far, we have been lucky, and if we keep trying to attract aliens, sooner or later we are bound to meet up with a race that wants to destroy us. City. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence is suggesting building a supercomputer in space which will send out a signal. Scientists there want it to be spherical and controlled by artificial intelligence. They want it to glow in infrared light so it stands out. It seems unbelievable to me, but it was announced we are buying drones for the Secret Service and the FBI from Chinese companies. The US Department of Defense has been trying to stop them, but they are not being listened to. Who knows if these drones will be configured to some way send a signal to a Chinese satellite and give away precious information. Can you imagine if the Chinese bought American drones? What an outcry there would be in that country by the Communist Party. The Maya did an incredible thing. The volcanic eruption called the Tierra Blanca Jovan eruption was the greatest eruption in the region since the Ice Age. For 25 miles in a circle, Maya sites were wiped out. The Maya decided to use all this ash and built a pyramid with the ash and rebuilt the destroyed cities. Scientists are finding out this all happened much quicker than first thought. Native Americans have many stories which conflict with the ideas archaeologists have about how long they have settled in the United States. While some scientists believe they have been here about 13,000 years, footprints have been found which seem to indicate they were here as far back as at least 23,000 years ago. It could even be before that. Just because these footprints are the oldest so far found here, doesn't mean there weren't people here before that. Here we go again with the next so-called time traveler. It seems like the number of people claiming to be time travelers is increasing every year. A video was put up on TikTok which was supposedly from a time traveler who came here from 2027. The video shows a man walking through an empty playground and past apartment houses in Spain with no one else around. He claims this is because they have all been wiped out and he is the last person on Earth. Give me a break. When we think of railroads, we think of the first ones using small steam engines to pull cars down a track, but this is not necessarily true. We know this because of a discovery made in Scotland. It is a railway composed of wooden beams on the sides with boards in the middle, and it was built in 1722. Horses pulled wagons on the track. It is 2 miles long and was used to haul coal. It went from Drannan to the coast of the Firth of Forth. The coal was used as the fuel used in making salt. Several so-called haunted houses have come on the market. Would you want to live in one? Many people say they do not believe in ghosts, but when it comes to buying a haunted house, they also say why take a chance? This is a contradiction, and it shows there are more people in this country who believe in the paranormal than admit it. I know someone who believes his house is haunted, and he has heard footsteps, crashing sounds, doors opening and closing, and various other sounds when there was no one there to make those sounds. He still lives there, but after several years of this, it has finally stopped. There is a tarantula which, when its leg span is measured, is 11 inches. Its body at about 5 inches. The tarantula is huge. In the Amazon, this tarantula is considered a delicacy. It is called the Goliath Bird Eater. A Swedish company has produced the first piece of steel without using coal. The steel industry is notorious for using coal. Will this mean coal is finally on the way out? The fuel they used was hydrogen. The company is Saab. The process is called HYBRIT, which stands for Hydrogen Breakthrough Iron Making Technology. The hydrogen is produced using electricity from renewable sources. It is claimed no pollution is produced because the end product is water. I didn't see any mention of the cost compared to using coal. Some scientists are saying something which seems to go against everything we believe, and that is America's first civilization was made up of sophisticated engineers. They now believe the Native Americans they studied from 3,000 years ago were not simple hunter-gatherers. Many of the earthworks they built have stood the test of time with little or no erosion, which is quite a feat. Their mounds appear in different parts of the country.